And a great job by that Wimberley marching band here tonight, Jared. And it's not just football players that are at their final football game in their career, that's for sure. There's a lot of senior band members and senior everybody here tonight to watch these Friday night lights shine one more time on Texans on the Texans field.
Oh, yeah, you got a lot. And again, we talked about it a minute ago. Some of these parents are out here, not necessarily for their last time, but their last time kind of with that purpose and with that idea that, hey, I'm going to go out and I'm going to watch little Johnny or Fred or Joe or whoever it is. I'm going to go out there and I'm going to watch them play. And I saw a lot of parents here lined up early. I got here real early today, and I saw a lot of parents here lined up watching the pregame and watching everything that was going on, kind of soaking it in, thinking, you know what, man, look at that. We got the blue end zone. We got the WT logo in the middle of it, thinking, hey, you know, tonight's the night. And I know that they're going to be pumped up. They're going to be ready to play. Coach Warren is a motivational speaker if anybody's ever seen one before. So he does a good job of getting them all fired up and getting them excited. I look for him to come out with a little bit of a spark. Typically, they kind of defer the ball, too. Today,
right.
They take it.
He wanted the football. And, again, they'll be moving from our left to right. Great having you along on the Sun Radio Sports Network. Colby Crowder will be standing deep to receive the kickoff. Wind should not be a factor here tonight. Kicking things off will be Raul Sandoval. He is the Hondo kicker tonight for the Owls.
I was a little surprised that Hondo chose to kick it into the wind.
Yeah, the wind is blowing. It's not a gusty wind at all, but it's a decent little breeze. Texans will get the wind and the football, and we are underway from Wimberley. It's a short kickoff, taken on the far sideline, 25-30, and brought down at the 33-yard line as the return man, Cody Charrington, one of those seniors we talked about.
Yeah, and Cody's fast. He's got a lot of wheels on him, so the reason he's back there, he came all the way across the field right there, and Wimberley starts with pretty good field position here at 34-yard line.
They're going to spot it down at the 33-yard line of Wimberley, so it'll be first down and 10. We'll get our first look at JoJo Weeks in the Wimberley offense. And it looks like that we are going to get, trying to see who the running back's going to be. It looks like Hayden Krebs is going to start at running back. Texans, of course, have a handful of running backs, and they're all talented. Weeks will throw it to Krebs, right side. He got a little bit of space. He gets it to the 35 and is able to pick his way all the way out to the 40 for a gain of 7, second and 3.
Yeah, I saw him working on that play in pregame as well. They had Krebs and Moss Carruthers both back there working that little swing pass right off the bat. So first play, we see him utilize it.
So second down and 3, if the Texans offense is going to be second and 3 all night, that's a good thing for Doug Warren's team. And now Guy Kipros checks in at running back. Spread formation. Weeks shotgun. He will give it to Kipros right up the middle, and he is able to power his way forward for the first down out to the 43-yard line. Talking about Hondo, to give you some more information about the Owls, they are going to run the football. So it might be tonight's game might be kind of like the Wimberley-Navarro game from a couple of weeks ago.
Yeah, it could be a Could be a quick one for sure. The Owls. I was trying to think what the mascot for Hondo was.
And yeah,
I was struggling a minute ago trying to figure out. Okay, it's Hondo. Looking
right
at their uniforms, I couldn't figure it out. So
we've had a greyhound. We've had an owl.
Yep.
A buffalo. First and 10 now. Flips it right side. It's Crowder looking for space, and he's going to be brought down after just a small gain of 1. Second down and 9.
I look for him to probably do little passes like that to try to get back in the routine. Obviously, the Navarro game, they kind of struggled doing kind of some of the small things. Their running game picked up more in the second half, but I look for him to do those quick passes, get JoJo's confidence built, and then maybe towards the second half, second quarter, maybe start taking some shots and trying to get Colby maybe deep down the stretch or something.
Second down and 9 now for the Wimberley offense. The give is straight up the middle, and a nice run that time by Moss Carruthers. He got it all the way beyond the 50 to the Hondo 49-yard line. It'll be Third down and two now for Wimberley.
We've seen Moss get involved a lot more here in the last several games, you know, and just kind of really running with authority. And we saw it a lot out of the 1 week where he had, I believe, two rushes, a 58 and a 52-yarder.
Right.
Pretty decent average right
Not
there.
Bad.
We've seen him get a lot more involved. So I definitely think he is he's going to be a key going down the stretch for them.
Third down and two. Flip over the middle. Crowder caught it for a first down to the 40. 35 and spun down at the 30-yard line is Kobe Crowder. First and 10 for Wimberley.
Good move right there. Put his foot in the ground, came back towards the middle of the field. Kind of safety ended up kind of falling, doing the old knee buckle a little bit.
They're going to spot it at the 31-yard line of Hondo. Yeah, you're talking about Carruthers. He went over the 300-yard rushing mark last week. I was looking at the stats, and also JoJo Weeks, his completion percentage is inched past the 56% mark. So not bad. Some pretty good numbers on the Wimberley offense. And now Jake Cockerham is in the game. I think this is Wimberley's third or fourth running back already in the first drive of the ball game. Now the Texans will take a timeout. We'll take it with them. 9:19 left to play in the first quarter. No score. Wimberley and Hondo, you're listening to Texans football on the Sun Radio Sports Network.
Support for this Wimberley Texan football broadcast comes from Hayes City Store in Driftwood, offering Southern-style cuisine, burgers, and Sunday brunch. Hayes City Store is located 9 miles east of Wimberley at the corner of FM 150 and 3237. More information, including hours of operation and live music schedule, online at HayesCityStoreTX.com.
Support for Wimberley Texan sports broadcasts comes from Cypress Creek Cafe on the square in Wimberley, serving lunch and dinner every day with breakfast on Saturday and Sunday, as well as local live music each weekend starting on Friday night. Information, menu, and full live music calendar at CypressCreekCafe.com.
First down and 10 for the Texans at the Hondo 31-yard line. First drive of the game. It's going to be a reverse. Gavin Martinez got some running room. 25-20, 15-10 to the house is Gavin Martinez. No flags. Touchdown, Wimberley. 31 yards. I don't think he was touched, Jared.
No, he definitely wasn't touched. He came around the end and on really a true reverse at that point. We see him do the speed sweep so many times. That was a true reverse right there. Gavin come across the end, just squeals right down the sideline and ends up a pretty easy run for him. He kind of gave it a little shake as he went in the end zone there. Gavin, no,
that's Gavin.
No stranger to those.
He says, hey, it's senior night, man. I gotta give you a little something. Curtis Bingle now comes on with the extra point, and it is good. 9:12 left to play in the first quarter. Wimberley on top. You're listening to the Texans football on the Sun Radio Sports Network.
Support comes from A Studio Z Copy and Print, a full-service printer specializing in custom and digital print jobs, website hosting, and logo creation for residents in Wimberley, Texas, located at the intersection of Ranch Roads 2325 and 12. More information at astudioz.com and by phone at 512-847-3532.
And by Charles Schwab & Company, Incorporated, member SIPC, located on Highway 290, Dripping Springs. Independent branch leader and financial consultant Brian Carpenter offers personalized financial guidance matched to investors' goals. More at schwab.com/drippingsprings.
Senior night tonight, off to an auspicious start for the Wimberley Texans. Texans leading it 7-0 as Jack Cole will kick things off now. First drive of the night ends up in the end zone for the Texans. Doug Warren, a happy camper right now. Here's Cole's kickoff. It's going to be taken at the 15-yard line. It's DeLeon to the 20. He's going to be brought down right there at the 21-yard line. And that is where we'll get our first look at the Hondo offense, led by Garrett Van Dam, the quarterback. Again, Matthew DeLeon, 1,127 yards rushing, 18 rushing touchdowns, averaging a cool 6.7 yards per carry. Not bad.
Wow, that's pretty good.
The other running back, second leading rusher, would be the first leading rusher on Wimberley's team, Jordan Gomez, 721 yards rushing. Also over 6 yards a carry. Pitch right. It's DeLeon, I believe. He's going to be brought down at the 20-yard line. Check that. That's Gomez. And that's going to be a loss of one. It'll be second down and 11.
Yeah, good gang tackling right there, led up there. Kevin Rutherford got him off the right end right there, and just ended up three or four guys. I saw Matt Mitchell. I saw Ben Garza. Of course, we've called his name how many times this year. It's almost normal now that we call Ben's name.
Boy, no doubt. Kevin Gear is also in the backfield for Hondo. Two tight ends, power formation. It's going to be Gear. He's got running room off left tackle. 25, nice tackle at the 25-yard line by Colby Crowder, a pickup of 6. It'll be third down and 5.
Yeah, that's the old sometimes if they're bigger than you, you go for the legs.
Got to go low.
And that guy ended up, his head hit the ground before his legs did. So it looked like he was in reverse, head on the ground, legs in the air. So good tackle right there, keeps it third and long. We got third and 6 here, third and 5.
Yep, third and 5, ball at the 26-yard line of Hondo. Again, power formation, looked like they got about a million tight ends. Rolling right is Van Dam. He's going to try to hit his receiver, but he overshot him in the right flat. Kevin Gear, the intended man, but they're going to have to punt.
And that's good coverage. Caden Kowalski, we've seen him kind of come back, and really more even him and Matt Mitchell both kind of drop more into a free safety, strong safety type role. But Kowalski did a good job. He was behind him and then ended up coming in front of him almost to front the receiver so that he couldn't just kind of lay it in there, a little flop pass, and he had tried to do the old touch over the top and just too deep right there. Good job by Caden Kowalski.
Hyman Arredondo will be back to punt the football now for Hondo. And he gets a little rush and gets the punt away. It'll be taken by Crowder at his own 43. Makes two people miss. Look out. He's got the 50, 45, right sideline, and skips out of bounds at about the 40-yard line. First and 10, Wimberley. Jesus Baez, the coach for Hondo. He's got to hope his defense comes up here because Wimberley could put this thing, make this thing get a little bit out of hand with another score or two. Texans offense had no trouble at all going down the field the first drive.
No, and they're already on the 40-yard line here, 20 yards away from the red zone, so they're knocking at the door already.
Kipros, the running back, to the left of JoJo Weeks. A reverse to the other side. This time it's Crowder. 35, 30, 25, far sideline, and knocked out of bounds at the 22-yard line. A pickup of 18. First down and 10 for the rolling Wimberley Texans. That looked like the opposite, just the opposite play that scored the touchdown a while ago, Jerry.
I believe you are exactly correct. It was. The first one came to the Texan side of the field. The other one went to the visiting side of the field, Hondo Owls, and they obviously see something with some success. Big number 76 for the Texans out there, lead blocking. Hunter Moore, I think, is who it was. And Colby said, hey, I'm going to follow you, big fella.
Well, that was a smart move on his part. First down and 10 now. Ball at the 21-yard line of Hondo. Texans on the move again. Here's JoJo Weeks, breaks a tackle. Running it left side, stiff arm inside the 15, near a first down is the quarterback, JoJo Weeks. I think they're going to call him a yard short, though. It'll be second down and 1.
Yeah, I was talking to some people before the game, and that's something that they've gotten away from. Really, Davin, you know, when Davin and JoJo were both playing, that was something that Davin really was kind of, I guess, not strictly doing. He was doing other things. He was doing great things, but he was really the running quarterback, kind of the five wheeler, we called him several times in the.
That's right.
But JoJo did it as well. We haven't seen it quite as much, so maybe we'll see it a little bit more tonight in the offensive package.
Second down and 1 now from the 13-yard line. Kipros, he's going to be hitting the backfield. Still on his feet, though, and may have gotten it back to the line of scrimmage. Still going to be short of the first down, though. It'll be third down and 2 now for the Texans at the 14. They're going to give him a loss of a yard. Big play here.
If that's not the definition of keeping your feet going, I mean, I think he may have lost his jersey on that one almost.
He did get it stretched, didn't he?
And down past his kneecaps, but he was still moving, so good job by Guy just to stick his nose in there and get as much as you can back. That guy hitting about 3 or 4 yards deep in the backfield.
6:10 left to play in the first quarter. Texans lead at 7-0. On the move here, though. Third down and 3 from the 14. Handoff, right side, running room. 10-5, touchdown. It's Guy Kypros from 14 yards out. The Texans are on the board again.
Yeah, and again, an untouched touchdown right there. That's if that makes any sense whatsoever.
Sure it does.
He screams through the right side off tackle and just nobody, I don't believe anybody even got close to him. I don't even think he probably felt any air from anybody else. He was gone.
Yeah, both touchdowns. I don't think the guy with the football was touched at all. Kate Stover now, the holder. It's the hold down for Curtis Bingle, and the kick is up. And the kick is good. 5:56 left to play in the first quarter. Our score, Wimberley 14, Hondo nothing. You're listening to Texans Football on the Sun Radio Sports Network.
Support for Wimberley Texan Football comes from CommuniCare Health Centers, offering an array of services including pediatric and family medicine, senior care, dental procedures, behavioral health, minor surgery, and WIC services. Locations in Wimberley and Kyle. More information at CommuniCareSA.org. Everyone at CommuniCare wishes all the best to the Texans on a great season. And by AMM Collision Center, specializing in complete body and paint repair for residents in Austin and the Texas Hill Country. 4 locations, including in Dripping Springs on Highway 290, west of the light at Sunset Canyon. More information, including hours of operation, online at ammcollision.com and by phone at 512-894-3888.
Well, we got balloons in the air. We got T-shirts being thrown by the cheerleaders. We got the Texans leading it 14-0. And we got Jack Cole kicking off. It's going to be taken at the 15-yard line to the 20 and out to the 25-26-yard line. That is the return man, Cade Winan. That's where the Hondo offense will take over with a little bit of a hill to climb as the Texans have scored each time they've gotten the football here early in the ball game. Flags on the play, by the way.
First penalty of the night.
Oh, we were going so well.
I know. We almost made it.
Six minutes.
Halfway through the first quarter.
Yeah. They're going to gather the officials, talk about it. They've spotted the ball at the Hondo 27-yard line. How about that? Player's been disqualified. They've called a personal foul penalty against Wimberley. So it'll be 15 yards that they'll step off for Hondo. They'll put it at about the, 41, 42-yard line.
I don't know who it was.
It was a targeting, isn't that what he called?
That's what
sounded like it.
That's what they're saying. I guess I didn't see it. I don't.
Maybe someone came in late in the pile. Who knows? Now Doug Warren, I think, wants some explanation. And Hondo, I believe, has called a timeout. Maybe it was a Wimberley timeout. We'll keep it here as Doug Warren is going to discuss this with the official.
And I see the young man down here on the bottom. He's taking off his or restretching. I don't know if this is the young man that was disqualified or not. I don't know. I couldn't tell.
Now Doug Warren, I'm not completely sure he's happy with the explanation he got from the official. But at any rate, Hondo will take over. First down and 10. Ball at the Hondo 42-yard line. Their second drive of the night. 5:49 left to play. Wimberley 14-0 over the Owls. Again, Wimberley already clinched a playoff spot. It's just a matter of who they will play and where they will play. And again, we'll put it all over the Sun Radio Sports Network social media, and we'll let you know the next couple of days over the weekend where that's going to be next week. First down and 10. Van Dam, the quarterback. He's going to roll left, looking, and throwing, and it's incomplete. He had his receiver in the left flat open. That was Landry Ritter, and he couldn't come down with it.
Yeah, that's good pressure by Jake Cockerham right there. He's got 22 for Hondo Owls. I believe it is Kevin Gear going down the left corner route over here, that if he would have had about three more seconds, he would have had nothing but space and opportunity, and I believe you and I could have made that throw.
I think you're right.
But good job by Jake Cockerham causing pressure on him, making him dump that ball off.
Second down and 10 now. Some movement. They give it up the middle to DeLeon, who's spun down by Ben Garza, I believe. He got it out to the 46-yard line, though. A pickup of five. It'll be third down and five. And a late flag. May have gotten a face mask on that.
Yeah, they're going to call it face mask. And he did a good job of pleading his case to the far side official over there that he got enough of about 6 or 7 second late flag there dropped at his feet.
And it's a big one. It's 15 more yards. So that's 30 yards of real estate courtesy of penalties in this drive. They're going to spot it way down at the Wimberley 38-yard line now. First and 10, Hondo. That looked to be a pretty good call, though, just based on the way the head was moved on that tackle.
Yeah,
here's the give up the middle to Gomez. He got back to the line of scrimmage, but that's it. Second down and 10.
Yeah, you could tell the play before that. There was a little bit too much spin in it to just be grabbing a jersey. So probably a pretty good call by the officials on that one. Good stop right there by the Texans. Obviously down to the 38-yard line. They need a big stop right here. They've given up, like you said, 30 yards on penalties this time. So I don't know what the total yards gained in this drive is, but
not much.
Not many by Hondo themselves.
Second down and 10 now. Van Dam under center again. He will give it straight up the middle. It's Gomez. He's got a big hole to the 30. And down inside the 30 for a first down is Gomez to the Wimberley 27-yard line.
Yeah, good burst right there by Gomez, too. He saw the hole, hit the hole, and he was gone.
One thing Doug Warren wants to protect himself against here is his team taking a big deep breath after getting two quick touchdowns. You don't want them to relax too much. As Hondo is on the move now to the Wimberley 27. 4:20 left to play in the first quarter. Texans leading it 14-0. Van Dam off tackle right to Gear, fighting for running room. He doesn't have too much of it. I think he got it back to the line of scrimmage, though. Second down and 10.
Yeah, once again, Texans just really gang tackling right there, and everybody trying to get in on it. Even Colby Crowder at the very last minute trying to come in and rake that ball out of there. So just real good overall gang tackling. Everybody hustling to the football.
See if the Texans can toughen up here now. Second down and 10. I'm not sure Hondo has used a wide receiver, a true receiver, all night long. Always a double tight end formation. This is the give to the fullback straight up the middle. He's got a yard down to the 26-yard line. That was Gomez again.
Yeah, and a good job by Texans really stiffening up. Exactly what you just said, just toughening up and realizing, hey, we got to stop them right here.
Third down and 9 now. So a big play here for the Texans defense. Kind of in no man's land, though, and you would assume that we're in four down territory here at the Wimberley 26. Van Dam. Two receivers to his left. He'll give it to Gomez again, right up the middle. He's brought down after a gain of 2 to the 24-yard line. So this is going to be fourth down and 7 now.
Yeah, good job of the Texans defense. Just again, man, every single time, every single play on this set of downs right here, you've got them two, three guys in the backfield, three or four others pursuing immediately. So good job by the Texans here, fourth and 7. Obviously, that's a long way to go, especially down here on the end zone. Texans looking for really what's going to be a turnover at this point.
They're going to kick it now.
Oh.
Kicking it from the they're going to spot it at the 32-yard line. It's going to be Van Dam who's going to kick it. 42-yard field goal attempt. The kick is up, and it's blocked and picked up. Picked up at the 36-yard line. Down the middle of the field. Can he make it to the end zone? No, he's brought down at the 15-yard line. It was blocked and taken down to the 15. Trey Manning. sophomore, catches it on a bounce. I think they're going to bring it back, though. It looks like we've got a flag as the official is standing at the 25-yard line of Wimberley. Describe that play, Jared.
I don't guess I saw the penalty, but I you gotta love it when somebody with a number that starts with a five or
running
a
down
six
the middle
or a
of the
seven
field.
Is running down the middle of the field and thinking, I'm there. You see it in the NFL where they got the Jumbotron and they're
right.
Watching themselves.
He couldn't
and
see himself
that
here.
Young man, if he could go back, he'd be high step, and Trey would take two little high steps just so that he could get into the end zone. Of course, inevitably it looks like it's going to be called back anyway. I actually have no idea what we have. I didn't see any foul, but, hey, I guess I'm foul blind.
See what the call is. Personal foul, illegal contact on the center. It's going to give Hondo a first down deep in Wimberley territory now. They're going to put this thing at the 12-yard line.
And, you know, they put these rules in, and if indeed this was the case, they put those rules in. Obviously, the center's got his head, you know, tucked between his legs, and he's out there to
– He's vulnerable, you're
yeah,
saying.
He's going to snap the ball. So, you know, if that's the situation, that's the case, that's a good call by the officials.
Ball at the 12-yard line. Double tight end formation again. Van Dam will roll left. Looking. He's got trouble. And he slips and falls. The ball comes out. Texans pick it up at the 30. Down the right sideline. It's Davin Masur on senior night. He's going to take it to the house. 70 yards. Fumble return. Touchdown, Wimberley. How about that? Flag on the play. Let's bring it back. Goodness.
I think the Wimberley Texans are going to start thinking that this is sprint practice or something. We got two guys, two plays in a row that you know, take it, what, 50 and 70 yards, and Davin go runs all the way down thinking, you know, hey, this couldn't have been scripted better for me. I know his dad,
oh,
Darren,
my goodness.
And mom Courtney in the stands probably right now talk about going from the emotions of high to low of low thinking, what in the world happened? Of course, they're coming over here. This may be declined by Doug Warren. They're asking him what he wants to do on this one, so we'll see.
Well, let's see. Yeah, I think it's going to stand. See if we can get an explanation here. I guess it doesn't matter what the explanation is. It's going to be sideline warning. The touchdown counts, so there's no flag. 70-yard fumble return by senior Davin Masur on senior night. How about that?
Well, and his mom Courtney and his dad Darren are probably back into the high emotions now. Thinking,
that's right.
You ripped off all of the emotions and the excitement that I just had by throwing a penalty, and it was nothing but probably
no.
A coach racing Davin down the sidelines excited.
Oh, you know he was. Here's Bengal now, who has already gotten a significant workout, and we're not even out of the first quarter yet. Stover will hold. And the extra point is up, and the extra point is good. And with 1:52 remaining in the first quarter, our score, Wimberley 21, Hondo nothing. You're listening to the Sun Radio Sports Network.
Support for Wimberley Texan football coverage on WimberleyRadio.com comes from Seton Medical Center Hayes, providing advanced medical care to the residents of Wimberley and surrounding communities, with board-certified physicians and medical professionals on hand. Located at 6001 Kyle Parkway in Kyle. More information about cardiology services at seton.net/Hayes. The staff and volunteers at Seton Medical Center Hayes in Kyle wish all the best to the Texans on a great season. Go Texans!
104.1 KOWO, LPFM Wimberley, and KOOFM.org. The best music on earth.
the good news for the Wimberley Texans is that they lead the ball game 21-0. The bad news is they were going to kick off from the 25. They had the tee at the 25. Now they're going to bring it back out to the 40. I think the officials are having a tough time here in this first quarter. At any rate, it's 21-0 Wimberley. That's a good thing.
Yeah, I think you said it in the break. They gave them a sideline warning, and I think that one of the officials thought sideline warning meant, we'll take 15 yards out, and the other one said, no, warning is a warning. You don't do it again, so they move it back to the 40. So that's where the Texans will kick off.
Here's the kickoff now, and it's going to be bouncing around and taken at the 10-yard line. Up the middle of the 20. Look out, 25, 30. Goodness, 35, far sideline, 40, 50. He's going to take it to the house. Are you kidding me? One man to beat. He dives, but he doesn't get him. Touchdown, Hundo. 90-yard touchdown return. And the Owls, just like that, are on the board. How about that?
He
hit the right sideline. He was gone, wasn't it?
He did. The ball ended up really getting over the short, the up back's head, and ended up bouncing and all the way down to the 10-yard line. Young man picked it up and really had a good crease and a good seam. Made the kicker miss, and he was up the right sideline. Had a chance to get him right there about the 3-4 yard line, and young man just sold out, dove, and couldn't quite get him. So big play right there for the Hondo Owls. You got another coaching staff was really looking and saying, hey, you know, we need this right now. Obviously about to start the second quarter, minute 37 left in the first, and they're on the board.
Jacob Thies, the young man with the 90-yarder, and the kick from Van Dam is up, and it's good. And with 1:37 left to play in the first quarter, our score is Wimberley 21 and Hondo 7. You're listening to Texans football on the Sun Radio Sports Network.
Support for this Texan football broadcast comes from Christy and Thad Dagenhart, owners of Wimberley Ace Hardware, featuring Wimberley Texan Spirit merchandise, new home decor, and lifestyle division, and supplies for do-it-yourself projects. Tip of the month and general information online at WimberleyAce.com.
And by Blanco National Bank, offering banking services including CDs, mortgage, and personal loans. Located at 15451 Ranch Road 12 in Wimberley. Online at BlancoBank.com. Blanco National Bank is FDIC insured and an equal housing lender.
Raul Sandoval will kick off for Hondo. The Owls are on the board now. 21-7 with 1:37 left to play in the first quarter. If you like scoring, you've come to the right place, evidently. 90 yards on the kickoff return by Jacob Thies.
Yeah, showing both teams really showing some speed right there. We had Davin Masur running down the right for 70, and they just ran for 90.
Here's the kickoff. It's going to be taken at the 20-yard line. Martinez, 25. Oh, he's upended. A hard hit near the 30-yard line. Martinez, that looked like a tough hit. I didn't even like watching that. They hit him so hard down at the 29-yard line. It's where they're going to spot it.
Yeah, kind of got him off into the side a little bit and ended up just kind of spinning his legs completely out from underneath him. Looked like it could have been a little bit more ugly. You see those a lot where the guy's going down, being blocked almost to the ground, and collapses the side of somebody's knee and just kind of flips him out. So glad to see Gavin moving around. We see him up on the top side, single set up there. So good to see that he's still moving around okay.
No doubt. I'd be in the hospital a couple of months after that hit. Here's the throw of the middle. It's Stover. First down and more to the 40. Spinning forward is Kate Stover out near the 50-yard line. Quick hitter. First down, Texans.
Yeah, he looked a little bit like a ballerina right there.
I think he spun about
five or six times. So, you know, those shoes that he was wearing early in the year, he stopped wearing those now.
Really?
His dad and I were talking earlier that I really don't have a whole lot to get him on anymore. I used to get him on the shoes. I've called him Cody, his little brother, a couple times, and now it's we'll call him Cade now. But good play right there. Good catch and run.
No doubt. Ball at the 49-yard line. They're going to give this up the middle. That's Cockerham, I believe. No, that's Kipras who gets it to the Hondo 49. A pickup of two, second down and eight.
Yeah, and what a great night for football. I mean, I'm looking out here, and the wind has just completely stopped. Looking over the flag, I was telling you earlier, it had blowing and fog. Looks like it's kind of rolled through a little bit, and not a whole lot of bugs. Looking up at the light standards, not a whole lot going on, and no bugs in here with us.
I know.
Holy moly.
The bugs were breeding, I think, the last time we were. Of course, it's been a while since we've been here, 3 weeks, I think.
Yeah, they did some pesticide and some pest control in here for us.
Second down and 8. Stover in motion to the far sideline. Weeks now will roll left, looking deep. He's got a man. He's got Crowder. Caught at the 15. 5. Touchdown. Colby Crowder, 49 yards. He was wide open, Jared. How wide was he open? Wow.
Yeah, he. I don't know if that was blown coverage or what it was, but I said it more in the beginning of the game that I thought it would probably be second quarter to the second half before they started. But, man, what a great throw, too. Led him right off to the sideline. Caught it right in stride and just didn't even have a chance. He all the way in. So you got to know that that young man is excited right now.
Bengal now will come on for his fourth PAT try. The kick is up, and the kick is good. 15 seconds left to play in the first quarter. Our score, Wimberley 28 and Hondo 7. You're listening to Texans Football on the Sun Radio Sports Network.
Support for this Wimberley Texan football broadcast comes from Hayes City Store in Driftwood, offering Southern-style cuisine, burgers, and Sunday brunch. Hayes City Store is located 9 miles east of Wimberley at the corner of FM 150 and 3237. More information, including hours of operation and live music schedule, online at HayesCityStoreTX.com.
Support for Wimberley Texan sports broadcast comes from Cypress Creek Cafe on the Square in Wimberley, serving lunch and dinner every day with breakfast on Saturday and Sunday, as well as local live music each weekend starting on Friday night. Information, menu, and full live music calendar at CypressCreekCafe.com.
Back at Texas Stadium, Mike Blackwell, Jared Robinson with you. 28-7 is our score. Jack Cole will kick things off for the Texans. And the kick is a high one and taken by DeLeon at the 13-yard line, moving right and popped at about the 17-yard line. Is DeLeon, and that was not Jack Cole. That was Johnny Garrard, the Wimberley kicker. So the Texans have used three kickers and four running backs here tonight, and we still have 10 seconds left to play in the first quarter. Doug Warren's getting everybody in tonight.
You don't see many teams out there that carries three kickers on the squad, do you?
No, you absolutely do not.
Good job by Johnny pinning them back within the 20-yard line. We've seen kind of the Texans just really haven't had a whole lot of luck kicking it deep. So anytime we can get them within the 20, 25-yard line, that's a plus. So good job by that young man.
Hondo's offense now, Van Dam has Gear to his right in the backfield, and Gomez also in the backfield behind him. He will give it to Gear up the middle, and he's got the 20-yard line. He leans forward to the 21, a pickup of 2. It'll be second down and 8. And that will be the end of the first quarter. 28 for Wimberley, 7 for Hondo. Stay with us, everybody. You're listening to Texans Football on the Sun Radio Sports Network.
Support comes from A Studio Z Copy and Print, a full-service printer specializing in custom and digital print jobs, website hosting, and logo creation for residents in Wimberley, Texas, located at the intersection of Ranch Roads 2325 and 12. More information at astudioz.com and by phone at 512-847-3532.
And by Charles Schwab & Company, Incorporated, member SIPC, located on Highway 290, Dripping Springs. Independent branch leader and financial consultant Brian Carpenter offers personalized financial guidance matched to investors' goals. More at schwab.com/drippingsprings.